Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, come on in. This is Destiny in various aspects coming to you once again. What is today? Today is May the 10th. We're a couple of days out from Mother's Day, but today was a day when I decided to say 27 years ago, I do. I do to Mr. Marvin Bynum. Mr. Marvin Bynum, what can I say? He had a voice that it could calm the trees. It could, you know, define who he was physically. His voice told stories, you know. And just like my voice tells a story, but his voice told a story. Excuse me. But our journey ended on August the 28th, 2016. That's what, which was very interesting. We saw, he was able to see our daughter, his last child, become what society deems a full-fledged adult, 21. Okay? 21 years old. So she turned 21 the day before, and the 28th was her original due date, which became his exit date. Now tell me if that is not ordained. All right. It was truly ordained. A couple of years ago, I decided to make a relocation for myself because, you know, the thing about being in the same environment, once something traumatic like that happens, it seems to trigger. It will trigger you. This year, Lord woke me up. He woke me up early. And I was like, early. He woke me up early. I had an early kind of days this week, but this, he woke me up early. I haven't gotten up this early in a long time. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the morning. Would not let me go back to sleep. Would not allow me to go back to sleep. He's like, you gotta go ahead and get this out. Get this out, daughter. Go ahead. I'm gonna give you some rest that passes all understanding. So I didn't come on here early. I went live on another social media platform. I went live there. And it was good. It was good. And it gave me some renewed energy to go ahead and do some things, get some things done and whatnot. So right now I'm outside. I'm just enjoying what the day holds. Because, see, sometimes what you need to do is sometimes just stop and enjoy what the day holds. When you make a plan to do X, Y, Z, Z, Y, X, wow, it can get a little bit daunting. It can become overwhelming. It can be more than what is supposed to be for that day. The day is only beginning. It's just beginning. It's only starting. But the one thing that I said was like, our journey started 27 years and it continues on. Because of the life lessons. There's life lessons that this man gave me that at that moment, it was exactly what I needed to be who I am right now. Can I say this again? You know, there's so many of y'all, when it comes down to being married, you expect what you heard on that wedding day to be the end all be all through the whole journey of you being married. But that's not what happens. That's not what happens. What happens is life happens. And when life happens, either your life is going to happen financially, family-wise, or whatever, it's going to happen. It's how you two, who have become one, now understand what it means to be one in this world, on this side of heaven. That's what he gave me. That's what he gave me. He gave me the opportunity to understand how to operate outside of us. Because he knew he was leaving. He wanted me to be okay with me being by myself and not just following the first thing that looked right enough and still be not healed. Because when you do go through a trauma such as that, there's a healing that has to take place. Even though it has to take place, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do the work? It's so easy to fall back into what we are used to, are familiar with. It's very easy. And even if it's real easy for you to fall back on it, it's also a time of reflection. So when you reflect, are you like looking in the mirror and seriously seeing you? Are you seeing your character? Let that one sink in. Because a lot of people don't realize their character speaks volumes before they even enter a room. And then they wonder. They really wonder why there's this cloud that just comes on. And you'd be just like, I never knew that was what that was. But it is what it is. Your character. And he had a character. Now. That was a character that, when you think about it, it'll bring a small, slight smile to your face if you knew who he was. But if you didn't get the opportunity to know who he was, let me give you a little peek behind the curtain. A little peek behind the curtain. Because sometimes that's all it takes for people to understand exactly who they're dealing with. It's a peek behind the curtain. Remember I said that his demeanor belied the voice that he was gifted with. Okay? He was a slight man, very slight, but he had a voice that commanded attention. When you knew who he was by his voice, just like you know who I am by my voice, but you knew who he was by his voice. And believe me, his voice really told a story. It told the story of where his walk was. And our story was the boy and the girl and the boy next door kind of situation. It was that. And you know how you meet people, you see people, and it's an impression. Before we actually formally met, there were several impressions that happened that we both was aware of each other. Hello, how are you? I'm fine. You have a good day. You do the same. That's as far as those conversations went. Who would have known that those impressions would leave a lasting impression for me and for him? To walk that journey. Married 19 years, 2016. Wow. We was together 4 years prior to that. 23 years. Wow. So we would have known each other for 30 years. Amazing. Amazing. Out of that, we raised our children. Out of that, we loved on each other. For those that are married and you thinking, well, I just don't like them. There was plenty of times I didn't like him either. And I know there was plenty of times he did not like me as well. But the biggest thing that I would say to those that are married, do the work. Do the work. Those that are in a situationship, if you're not going to be in a relationship with that person, stop wasting the time of that other person. Be that person to give yourself what you need. Because what you're doing is being a placeholder. You're making them a placeholder in your situation because you don't have enough strength. Mm-hmm. Strength to do what's right for you. When you look at different situations and you be saying, well, I didn't know that was going on. Or, no, I didn't know that was going on. It was always there. You just chose to use a blind eye. And a blind eye should never get you in a relationship that you are not going to be shown value. Yeah, shown value. I'm doing this one because, you know, just to give y'all a little heads up, I probably am going to change the vibe of Destiny in various aspects, and it's going to be more informational. And when I say more information, it's going to be more informational in a way that we will start to have a serious conversation, about one of life's biggest concern, education. And see, education comes in many forms and fashions. But the education that I'm talking about is the primary education that a lot of people may not have completed. They still have a comma, they still have a semicolon behind completion. And that's always in the back of your mind when you don't complete that one thing that under the care, under the guardianship, under the umbrella of your parents, you have that to do unencumbered. And that is your high school diploma and or GED. Primarily, you want that high school diploma because you completed that underneath the guardianship of your parents or the adults that had covenant over top of you, governance over top of you, okay? There is a lot of people that walk with this, and when they walk with it, they have a certain amount of, I have to do better than what I know to do, but there's still something in the background running that needs to just be completed. Do you not know when you learn to put a period behind a sentence, that is completion? And we want completion. So when Mr. Bynum completed our journey, he put a period behind our journey. There wasn't a semicolon. There wasn't a comma. There was not no, oh my God, why did this happen? We did multitude of memories. We went on trips. We edified each other. We built up. We edified. Edification. Do you not know that when you edify the one that you are with, there is a ease that comes when death comes? Because your cup is not half full, it's not dry, it is full to the way that it needs to be. Fill my cup, Lord, fill it up. That's exactly what he did for me. And I want y'all to understand that when you are in that covenant relationship, even if it's not covenant at the beginning, you can make it covenant in the middle. You can make it covenant for the time that y'all are given. Say, I love you. Every day. Show that you love them in every special way. Be that anchor for them. Be that understanding that passes all understanding. Be that peace that at the end of the night, I can snuggle up against you and I know everything's going to be okay. Be the one that when I think about you, a smile comes. Because of all those things that I'm talking about right now, you're doing that without hesitation. Be all of those things. Because when we learn to be that, there's a sparkle in your eyes. There's a lightness in your steps. There is a, there is an avalanche of warmth that fills you. And you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was that person for you at that time. Now, you might say, so he's gone.
So what about the love? Does that mean that you stay by yourself? Does that mean that you...
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't seen one of them in a long time. Does that mean that love doesn't come again? That love with him was that love for that time of me. The love that's waiting, that's coming my way right now? That's the love that's all about this one right here. And you know, and you should be okay with that. And when I'm saying this is because a lot of times, like when I was in church with my husband, there was a lot of wives who lost their husbands and they was widows for 20, 30, 40 years. And it was like, so I said, well, you don't want love again? No, I don't want to deal. Deal with what? I just don't want to do that again. Whatever their reason was, they didn't want to do that again. But see, God, the God I know, says man is not meant to be alone. The God I know says love will come again. Love is that action verb. Are you actively loving you so that love can find you, can see you? So today, dressed up. I'm in my pink today. And I'm going to make my face up. Going to be really cutesy-wootsy. And that's what I'm going to do for me because I'm loving on me. Okay? And I just want all that have gone through, whatever you've gone through in the loss of a loved one, to know that love is waiting. Don't force it, because if you force it, it won't be right for who you are. Don't force it based off of memories of past, because that is what it is, past. Enjoy it present. Enjoy it in the levels that people are able and willing to do it. So if you are just surface, enjoy your surface. If you're 2-3 levels deep, then guess what? That 2-3 levels deep is going to come. It's going to find you. Be open. Be receptive. And when you're receptive to all that love has for you, wow. All I'm going to say is wow. It's a wonderful journey. But do you not know that communicating on all levels requires a depth of transparency that means you've done the work. You've talked to your shadow. There's things on TV I tell you, them two, us. Have you ever had a sense of deja vu? You never know. If you're one person like me, I like to journal. And I just got myself all together. I get myself all together with my journaling. And baby, when I tell you, it's about to be on and popping. Because when you write it down, you make it clear. You make it clear. Do you understand what I'm saying? You make it clear. And there's not no, I just got to do a vision board. Do you not know that your eyes, do you guard your eyes? Do you guard your ears? Do you guard your mouth? Do you guard those things? Because sometimes what your eyes see is what shows up. Sometimes what you speak about is what shows up. Sometimes what you hear is what shows up. But the biggest manifestation you can get is what you write down. Because guess what? Your mind and your heart, they don't always talk to each other. But if you write it out, they do. You bet you didn't even think about it.
Sometimes if you have to write about what your day is like before you go to sleep. And did you see everything that you wrote about actually come to truth? That's because when you just speak about it, you have not put pen to paper. So therefore, it's just you speaking. But when you write it out and you make it clear and you go back and you like bullet point it, my adult learners, bullet point it. Do not bullet point no more than three. When you've completed something, put a check by it, say done. Understand there are certain things that we do, whether it's not leadership, and you are a leader. Let me say that again. You are a leader. And because you're a leader and because you do those things in such a way that it helps others to understand exactly who they are in the realm with. Yeah, I haven't done one this long in a minute, but this is one of those things like today is just like, he's giving me the edification that I need in order to get this out in such a way that you don't be like, she's just rambling. No, it has an outline. It has an outline. It's going to have a calling for you at the end. But I want to say that when it comes down to breathing, when it comes down to understanding, when it comes down to awareness, all of those things come straight from your heart. A lot of people say, well, I've thought about it. But see, when you think about it, that's a very cold line. Okay? There's a cold line. The line is so cold. And we want to be able to give ourselves the evidence that we honestly care. But it's not going to come from a thought. It's going to come from a heart song. I don't know. Did y'all look at Kingdom Business? Song of Joy? I love that song. I really do. And, you know, I do my little singing here and there, there and here on Star Maker. And I'm going to do something on Star Maker today. I'm going to get that together. I don't know what song it's going to be. But last time I think I did Home by Stephanie Mills because he was home, you know. But this is home now, where I'm at, and new memories, new edification. And, you know, I've been a little late to the show, but as they say, do you have friends? I'm going to be making me some new friends. Yes. So, y'all just be watching, and everybody does watch, and it's okay. But I need y'all to blow me all the way up. I need y'all to start following me because, just like I said, we're taking a nice turn. A nice turn is going to be like a boat. It's going to tie all that you've ever listened to. If you ever listened to Destiny in various aspects from the very beginning to this point today, you will see why I say it's going to be like a bow tying it up. We're getting ready to unwrap a new present. And that new present is going to be phenomenal. So I hope and I pray that y'all are ready for this journey. Now, because I said there's going to be a call to action, there's going to be something for you to understand, something for you to do. I want you to kind of look into the mirror and say, hey, how you doing today? You know what? Today was the day that I decided to really look at myself. And do you like what you see? Tell yourself whether or not you like what you see. If you don't like what you see, tell yourself what you would like to see. But honest conversation with yourself is required for you to start the work, for you to understand the love that you want is yours for the asking, but you gotta be honest with yourself. Okay? So as we are being honest with ourselves, the love that I'm asking for is the love that is loving up on me, who appreciate who I am as an individual, who will rock with me the way that I like to rock, who is not finished living the life that they're living right now today. And, you know, that might just like put some other folks like, oh, okay. So that's that.
Yep, that's that. And it's okay. It is okay. Reason being is because when you learn that certain things are okay, then you're able to move on without any angst. Never have angst about a decision that either was made for you or made by you, but it was a decision made nevertheless. So when we do this, when we honestly take the mask off and look at ourselves, either you're going to be pleased, you're going to be surprised, or even a little shocked. But whatever it is, write yourself. Write yourself. R-I-G-H-T. Write yourself and get right in the moment, because you now in this moment, not in the past. What you did when you was in high school, that was high school. And some of us been out of high school more than 30 years. That's all I'm going to say. Some of us been out of high school more than 30 years. Even if it's 10, even if it's 20, you've been out of high school. It's time for you not to act like as though you're still in high school. It's time for you to honestly step into your adulting. That's what it is time for. And it's time to have that brevity to understand that you are that person. Period, point blank, and to the T, you are that person. Is it time? It's been past time. Appreciate, yes, appreciate every moment. And just be good. Be thankful. Just say, yo, this is me. I got it. And once you get it, be happy in it. But don't stay there. It's time to take one step in front of the other. One step in front of the other. Whew. Wow, I feel good. I feel good. This was a good one. This was a good one. All right, Destiny in Various Aspects loves. Today's title. One chapter has closed, the other one is open. That is today's title. Are you ready to go to the next chapter? Yep, that's it. So see you on the other side. Love, love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we're commanded to do. And in doing so, we will do what? We will reap a harvest that we will not what? Have room enough. Room enough to store. Love upon somebody who is not expecting it, especially the ones who you deem got it all together. These are the times when you do need to check on them. Because as we move through this year is like flying. It just seemed like we just celebrated the new year and we are already. We are already getting ready to hit the halfway mark. For those upcoming Geminis, you know who you are in my family. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I wanna say happy birthday to you. To you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Then we gonna come into the month of June. That's all I'm gonna say. So, anywho, anyhow, anyway. If you are thoroughly enjoying Destiny in various aspects, you can do three things. When you see this recording, share it. Listen. Listen to this. Listen. Listen to it, okay? And then once you listen, share. If this is your first time listening, and subscribe. If you like listen and you get some value out of it, you can always be a blessing. And without further ado, I wish you the happiest of Mother's Day. I wish you nothing but love coming your way. But also, get the love to yourself as well. Until next time, Destiny in Various Aspects, signing off.